step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's Jackson. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And since you've been such little angels, troopers through it, I want to introduce you to one of my very favorite people in the world, Camilla, on our sales team. Hey, girl.
Hi.
Hey, so somebody wants to advertise on our podcast.
Yes.
They contact you, right?
Yes. Everyone should want to advertise on our podcast. We're reaching a bunch of listeners, loyal listeners, who are tuning in every week.
And the thing that makes podcast advertising so special is that people are looking for you. People have to go out of their way to search you out, download the podcast. So they're really in tune with us. They're really in tune with the brand. And also, the morning show guys, we're all ready to cut your commercial ourselves.
I know.
Isn't
you guys are so cute.
Thank you. I needed that today. So if someone wants to get a hold of you to advertise on the podcast, how do they do that?
So the best way to get a hold of me is either through my email, Camilla, C-A-M-I-L-A at bwaymedia.com, or my phone number is 801-596-4174.
And I will drop her email in the podcast description of Everyday's podcast. Thank you. And what's that phone number one more time?
801-596-4174.
Perfect.
Good morning. It's Wednesday. Hope day. High today of 51. Traffic is looking good. Ogden to Salt Lake City, about 29 minutes right now. Lehigh to Salt Lake City, 23 minutes. I want to say good morning to Gina from West Haven. She's already
Texas is us.
Take two.
Yeah, no,
Listen,
I think you nailed it.
The show doesn't start till 7 o'clock.
And we're recording right now, so
right,
we can just
cut
that out and post.
No, yeah, exactly.
We're fine.
It's totally fine. Also, hi guys, love you all tons. Just wanted to shout out to the AISU, the American International School of Utah, Hope Squad. They are an amazing group of teams spreading love and hope every day in the school's Suicide Prevention Anti-Bullying Squad. That's from Susie, which is cool because it fits into 105 Days of Love.
Totally.
Which is what we're doing right now. We are challenging you to do a random act of kindness every single day for 105 days. Big day. Why? Not only because we're celebrating Justin being out, also because Disney on Ice tickets. We have them every single hour today. Disney on Ice, follow your heart. They're family four packs. Winners are going to get those tickets, plus be upgraded to front row seats to the show. All the details on our website, mix1051utah.com. Our first four pack of tickets will be at 6:40 this morning, so just 30 minutes from now. Jackson, I hung out with you for like 18 hours yesterday.
Yeah, there wasn't a moment yesterday where I didn't turn around and see your face.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's pretty lovely, isn't it, though?
But hey, it was good training for today when Justin's out.
We not only had a lunch together, but then we went over to Valley or Fashion Place Mall.
Yeah.
And had Bella Thorne, actress Bella Thorne.
Yeah.
And actor Patrick Schwarzenegger show up. They're the stars of the new film Midnight Sun.
Yeah.
And they did like this impromptu meet and greet with their fans at the mall.
Right. Because they were only going to do like a handful of meet and greets, and then they were going to do a Q&A, and they're just like, forget it. We're going to meet and greet every single person here. It was crazy. I could not believe how many autographs they signed.
My ears were ringing a little bit from the screams when they showed up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot happening.
We have photos from it up on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, which is Mix1051 Utah. I went home because it was Liam's birthday. We were celebrating his sixth birthday. I had to get him over to Build-A-Bear and then to McDonald's. So
that sounds like the best night ever. Honestly, you kind of made it sound like a chore, but it sounds really fun.
It wasn't bad. He had a good time.
Yeah.
Now, you went to the screening of Midnight Sun.
I did. Which comes out March 23rd, by the way.
Okay.
So don't try to watch it yet. It's not going to happen.
Got
it.
Good to know.
I did watch it last night. Phenomenal. It was a really great movie.
And the cast showed up?
Yeah, the cast showed up and the director. So Bella Thorne, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and the director, Scott Speer, all showed up to answer questions before the movie started.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got to introduce the director as he came onto the stage. It was really rad.
He was a tall man.
He was enormous.
He was like 9 feet tall.
Oh, yeah. No, I looked at our photo afterward. I was like, God, I am a troll. I don't know who's guarding my bridge right now, but I'm next to all these tall, beautiful Hollywood types, and I'm just sitting here short and stout like the little teapot.
Patrick Schwarzenegger, too. You're right.
Yeah.
He's tall and thin.
Stunningly good looking. It is horrifying how good looking that man is.
His hair.
So good.
I was the same as you, though. I looked at the photo of us with these, like, Hollywood celebs, and I had, like, a man boob. My right boob's, like, hanging there. I'm like, great. Awesome. Cool stuff. Right now, we're doing How Does the Story End? A 23-year-old guy named Tony was busted on Sunday for stealing some bed sheets and Clif Bars from a Target in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when a security guard caught him, he actually dropped the stuff, and he ran away. And then later on, he went back to Target to apologize. And the cops were there at the time taking a report, so when he walked in, they arrested him for shoplifting.
How can they arrest him for shoplifting if he didn't shoplift?
Well, he took it and walked out of the store.
Oh, so he did get to the parking lot.
And then he dropped it and ran off.
Okay.
Yeah. And the only reason he dropped it was because the security guard kind of caught him.
So what you're telling me is don't apologize. Don't go back
and
apologize.
Don't go back. Yeah.
Dumb.
Well, when he went back and he tried to explain to the cops why he took the stuff, what did he say? How does the story end?
Well, he had some sort of brain condition. I'm guessing a worm. Mm-hmm. That made him think that he was a mama kitty cat. So he had to walk into Target and gather supplies. So he picked up some bed sheets to keep the kitty cats warm. He needed some Clif Bars, obviously. Uh-huh. Keep his strength up, produce some milk, so he could feed all of his baby kitties.
Shockingly, that was not the story.
No!
No, I know you're shocked. He told the cops that shoplifting was on his bucket list.
Oh.
And, you know, he's like, it was just something I always wanted to do before I died, so I thought I'd give it the old college try. I'm not good at it. I found that out, but thanks for letting me try. And they said, well, no, this is also part of it. You're now arrested.
They really arrested
him? They arrested him for shoplifting.
How could you arrest him for that? That's the best story ever.
That's what you know, murder was just on my bucket list, so, you know.
Okay.
Hey!
Not stealing bed sheets and Clif Bars is a lot different than actually murdering somebody.
Sixes, man. It's all sixes.
It is not the
it's
same.
All sixes.
No, it's not.
Last night, Jackson and I, we were hanging out at a really cool event with Bella Thorne from the Disney Channel and Freeform.
Shake It Up.
Yeah. Also, Patrick Schwarzenegger was there. They were meeting just fans at Fashion Place Mall.
Right, because of their new movie, Midnight Sun, which was great. Go see it when it comes out.
And then you actually started talking to the parents.
Yeah, so there were a lot of parents that were there. One dear sweet mother took her daughter out of dress rehearsal for her play.
Yeah.
And was there at 3 p.m. on the nose. But the stars ran a little late. Travel arrangements were a nightmare. But these parents stayed from like 3 p.m., took them through like the signing, the meet and greet photos, and then took them to the screening on top of that. So that was like 8 straight hours of them just carting their teenage daughters around the mall and movie theater.
So they could see Bella Thorne.
You could tell the parents were done. They were just like, I am not standing in line anymore. I can't listen to any more teenage girls scream. I'm over it. And that just got me thinking, like, what is the craziest thing you've done for your kids lately?
So Texas at 61544. I got this one saying, one of the craziest, I took a group of cheerleaders to TP a rival band member's house. And even talked the cops out of arresting them all.
Yes. Good parenting. Is that a mom or a dad text?
I don't know.
I want to say it's a mom text with her big old minivan, but it very well could be a dad text.
I remember going to my first Kesha concert 5 years ago and my mom throwing elbows at people trying to get us as close to the front as possible.
Yes.
So we would have more fun. But it wasn't more fun because there was just sweaty drunk guys. And when you're 13, the size of an 8-year-old, that's not a good time.
Yeah.
The craziest thing my mom did for me when I was 6 or 7, Pokemon was just starting to get big. She waited in line with my brother for 4.5 hours just so we could get a Mewtwo added to our Game Boy at the mall.
I have a Pokemon story, too.
Do you really?
As a matter of fact.
Let's hear it.
So back when Pokemon was big, I was super obsessed. And Burger King sold these little Pokeballs with gold Pokemon cards inside.
Yes, yeah.
and like you hit the button, the Pokeball opened. It was a whole thing. And they were the hottest item of the season, and I wanted them. My dear sweet mother went to Burger King's as far north as Ogden, as far south as Provo, any Burger King, so that she could get all five of them for me.
No.
Yeah. Spent like a week on this mission just hunting from Burger King because all of them were sold out.
That's a good mom.
It was a good mom. And then you know what I did with those things?
What did you do?
I just went ahead and after, you know, a couple months, went ahead and lined them up downstairs because I realized that if I shot the button with my BB gun, they'd pop open. So I just used them for target practice after my mother spent a week tracking these stupid things down.
You are the worst son.
Children are terrible. Children are terrible. Hey, if you're a child and you're listening to this, just turn to your parent and say, thank you, I love you, because you have no idea what they've done for you.
And Justin is out, which means Jackson versus me with the 7 a.m. silly. All
right, who's going first?
I got this one.
All right, you do it.
Hey, Jackson.
Yeah.
Did you know that the first French fries weren't actually cooked in France?
No, I didn't know that.
They were cooked in Greece.
Oh, man, I wanted to hate it, but it was good.
Well, cheers.
All right. Hey, John.
Huh?
Where do animals go when their tails fall off?
Where do animals go when their tails fall off?
They go to the retail store. Yeah.
Jackson, let's get to your showbiz beat.
And it's all powered by Intermountain Healthcare. So the big story of the day, the Bachelor finale, after the rose. Did you watch any of it?
I've been following this season of The Bachelor pretty close.
Because it's been crazy.
Because Ari's been a villain the entire time.
Yeah.
And then if you missed The Bachelor, how it was going was he proposed to Becca. And then all of a sudden he dumps Becca after the proposal so he can get with Lauren.
Right. So he and Lauren are now engaged.
Yeah.
But also Becca will now be the Bachelorette for 2018. And I did a preview of five of the guys that shoot that five of the Bachelorette contestants.
Sure.
One of them showed up with a banjo and a very colorful jacket. And I'm like, automatically just ignore him.
But you got to stand out. Think about it. They're going to see so many people out of those limos. How do you make that first impression?
You just be hot. That's if I had one piece of advice for anyone going on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, it would be hot.
It does not work for all of us, no matter how hard we try.
I know, but if you want to be on The Bachelor, that's the only advice I can give you. Be
okay.
Hot.
Thank you.
Look magazine claims that Meghan Markle is going to marry Prince Harry in a $550,000 wedding gown.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Okay.
She's a member of the royal family.
She's becoming a princess. I get it.
Yes.
But $500,000 on a dress that you're going to wear once? That is just obscene.
Then it probably gets hung in a museum somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Goes with the crown jewels.
It's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, whatever. Liam Payne. We all know him. One Directioner.
Of course.
Now a solo artist. And his girlfriend, Cheryl, just welcomed a baby last year. March 22nd is his birthday, but they have said that they will not allow presents at his birthday party. So all the guests that are coming in are not allowed to bring anything because they don't want him growing up spoiled. And that is some solid parenting.
It's hard when you throw birthday parties, especially when the kids are young.
Yeah.
Because like they don't really know if they're getting gifts anyways.
Yeah.
And a lot of... Jen and I remember we had the same talk. Like... Can we just ask for money or put it in the college fund or something?
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
The non-existent college fund.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a bad idea to just set up a savings account and like give people the information, say go make a donation there or whatever.
Yeah, $20 there.
Yeah. But I mean, this almost offsets the fact that they named their child Bear. It's just like, you named your child Bear, and I was about to call Child Protective Services, but then you don't want him to be spoiled, so now we're just like even parents again. It's nice. Sex and the City star Cynthia Nixon has floated out the rumor that she will be challenging New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in the state's Democratic primary.
I think she's ran for a few things in the past.
Yeah, city council.
Is that okay?
Yeah. It wasn't anything as big as governor of the state.
Yeah, it's a big one.
That's a big one. You know what, though? I don't know anything about her political stance. I'd like to know more about her platform. I'm not going to discredit her immediately. And this is my favorite story in the entire world. A teenager was watching Black Panther, and Michael B. Jordan, who plays the villain, very attractive man, he takes off his shirt at one point during the movie. She clenched her teeth so hard, it broke her retainer.
Stop it.
So she had to go to the orthodontist to get the wire replaced. And Michael B. Jordan got wind of it, so he put on Twitter, "Since I feel partly responsible for breaking your retainer, let me know if I can replace it." How great is that?
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then Jimmy Kimmel brought back mean tweets last night. Pink, Fall Out Boy, some of the biggest musicians, a lot of our artists that we play on this station were up there, and that's up right now at mix1051utah.com.
Very cool. Hey, earlier we were talking about what's the craziest thing you've done for your kids.
Yeah.
I got this text saying, "I'm a dad. I took my daughter to Justin Bieber a few years ago. We went and stood in line to get an autograph from Hannah Montana's brother. Dude looked like a creep." I interviewed that guy once. He was like 40 when he was on the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Jackson Montana?
No. I don't, it was one of the other characters on there.
Oh.
Bubba wore a lot of makeup is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. It's Wednesday, which means an I Can't Even Wednesday. We're asking you for your highs of highs, your lows of lows. Brag about what's going on in your life. Share your stories. You could call us. You could text us. 61544 is the text short code. What's happening with you, Jackson?
Well, we've talked a lot about it already, but this is the funniest thing that I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Last night, we hung out with Bella Thorne and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah, Patrick.
Arnold's son.
The other one. Hold on. Hold on. That's part of it. They're promoting their new movie, Midnight Sun. Well, they did a little Q&A before. One of the girls raises her hand, and Patrick picks her. She says, "Are you really Arnold's son?" And he goes, "No, it's just a super common name." He's like, "I ran into four Schwarzeneggers outside. I don't know what you're talking about." And then just moved on. Didn't even "Yeah, that is my dad." It was the funniest thing I had ever heard in my life.
They were signing all these autographs. And he was complaining about how long his last name is.
I know. The director was actually really harassing him about it.
Yeah, it was really funny. I can't even Wednesday, your highs of highs, your lows of lows. I can't even me. I'm so embarrassed.
What'd you do?
So Sarah from Promotions, she's been taking part of 105 Days of Love.
Yeah, where she's actually the one doing everything.
Yeah, she's been great with our random acts of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And when we moved cubicles just last week, my cubicle had all these weird stickers on it that someone had put up. Just random stickers from everywhere. I didn't like it, but I'm too lazy to do anything about it.
Right.
So I'm just like, whatever. I'll just keep living my life.
Yeah, no, your cubicle's always been covered in stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sarah went with a razor and took off every single sticker for 105 days of love.
Really? That had to have taken forever.
2 days later, I still hadn't noticed that the stickers were gone.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I sit right next to you.
Yeah.
I look at that little cupboard in your desk every day. I didn't even realize.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, it's not just you.
Oh, I feel so much better.
Good news, we're both really bad people.
Oh, I feel terrible. Let's see, I can't even. They changed my job out from under me. I applied to do one thing. 90 days later, I'm in a completely different department. Not okay. Sorry about that. I can't even. After last week's interview, I binge-watched Queer Eye, and I want more. I love that.
Yes.
We had in Tan France from Queer Eye, which is on Netflix, last week. He was so good.
He's great.
In fact, if you missed it, go back and listen to our podcast, which is at Mix 105.1 Utah.
At some point, we need all of them in.
We're working on that.
Or Jonathan. I just love Jonathan so much. He's just serving you basic, basic, basic.
What's going on in your life?
I can't even that there are only 50 days until college graduation. I am so excited.
Wow.
Are you graduating, I take it?
Yes, I am.
What's your degree in?
Elementary education.
Oh, man. Thank you. We love our teachers.
Thank you.
That is really cool. Where are you graduating from?
BYU.
Okay.
Nice.
Awesome. So what's next?
So I'll just be teaching, I guess. Finding a job somewhere to teach.
There's a little bit of a need for teachers, so I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, you'll be
good. Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. Low stress. So they all want me. So confidence booster in that regard. So
that's cool.
Pretty good field.
Hey, congratulations. Call us after graduation.
Thank you. Sounds good. Have a good day.
I can't even Wednesday. I can't even. There are 3.5 weeks until spring break. This teacher needs a week free from small children. Hashtag I can't even. That's from Emily.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Emily. I get it.
I can't even. I got into BYU. Congratulations.
Hey, that's awesome.
I can't even. Oh, this is a bachelor text. I can't even with Ari and Lauren. He proposed when he wasn't ready. Who knows what else he's going to do? You can't trust him at this point.
Yeah, but how much of that is really production, saying, hey, you need to propose?
If I was Lauren, I would not have accepted the proposal, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I would have been nah, dog. I wouldn't have gone on the show in the first place, personally, but that's just me.
I can't even. I'm going to be a grandma for the first time. Woo-woo. Congratulations.
Aww. That's awesome, Grammy.
Last night, we met so many fans of the 7:30 second date update.
Oh, yeah. They were into it.
Yeah. So I wanted to say good morning to Anna and Bree.
Hey.
Who did our dance-off yesterday before meeting Bella Thorne and Patrick Schwarzenegger.
I can't believe they got up and did that dance-off. That was impressive.
Marissa and her sister, Kinsey.
Uh-huh.
Karen, Cynthia.
Oh, Cynthia's a good time.
All who listen to our show right now who are listening. So thanks so much for being a part of it as we get to the 7:30 second date update.
And it's all powered by Boost Performance Products. For 2018, clean Boost fuel pills will improve fuel economy plus increase performance while using the exact same gas. Easy to use, easy to buy. Visit getfuelpills.com.
Your 7:30 second date update, where we try to help individuals who've gone out on a date, and for some reason or other, they're not getting the call back. They're getting ghosted, the old Provo fade, and that's what happened to Elise. Hi, Elise.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So tell us, what's going on? How can we help you?
All right. So I met Randy, this guy, on Tinder, and we went out for dinner and had a nice night, you know, pretty normal date. I mean, nothing crazy exciting to speak about, but I haven't heard back from him, and I feel like I at least deserve, like, you know, some resolution to this.
Okay, so, you know, a lot of times with our second date updates, you know, we hear about, oh, she ended up dining and dashing, or, oh, she threw up in the backseat of a car.
Yeah, just lots of random stuff.
I mean, is there something like that that we're going to find out when we call Randy, and you're going to be like, oops, I forgot to mention that fact? I brought my twin sister along.
No, I would definitely remember if something that noteworthy happened, and there wasn't anything.
Okay, so it was just a date. It just was fine.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. It was okay.
Are you wanting this then because you're just intrigued? Like, you're like, hey, you know what? It wasn't bad enough not to get a call, so that's kind of what you're looking for?
Right. Yeah, okay. Like, I mean, I think that I want to see if we at least, if it's worth going on a second date. You know, that kind of thing.
I mean, it seems pretty basic.
Yeah,
like,
fair enough.
It happens from time to time. And maybe he feels the same way. Maybe the date was just kind of, you know, a C. And yeah. So he's like, I only call back if it's an A or something like that. But our motto here, C's get degrees. And so that's, we're right, going to help you out. Why don't we just take Randy's number and we'll call him next.
Okay, thanks.
I was able to get Randy on the line, so I'm going to pick up with him. But don't say a word, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Randy, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
You're on the air right now with John and Justin. Jackson's here as well. Mix 105.1. Hopefully that's still cool with you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, sure.
Dude, we're really just kind of talking about dates that we all recently have had, you know, with our loved ones or, you know, on Tinder and such. And have you been on any dates recently?
Yeah. You know, I went on this one recently, last weekend, actually. It was with this girl. Yeah. What about it?
That's actually really why we're calling you, is because the girl you went on the date with, Elise, she called us because she felt like, you know, why didn't she get the second call, the call back? And so we were calling to see what was up.
Wait, she called you guys?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It's this thing we do on our show. It's called the second date update, where we try to kind of find out the underlying reason someone doesn't call back. You know, usually it's because they have done something that they're not even aware of doing. And so that's why we're calling you. Like, what did Elise do something on the date that spooked you?
Oh, I mean, seems a little desperate, but no, not really. I just, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't great. It was just a regular kind of date.
That's kind of what she said also. She said it was just kind of an okay date, but she thought an okay date deserves at least like one more time around. But it seems like you kind of feel like, no, if there weren't sparks, like, you're not going to move forward.
Oh, yeah, there's no reason to. I mean, you know, if both people aren't, you know, like, if nothing's ignited, then, you know, I don't see a reason to.
You know what, Randy, the good news is actually Elise has been listening in on the other line, and I'm glad because she kind of felt the same way about it. Hey, Elise.
Yeah, hey. Hey, Randy.
Hey, Elise.
Sounds to me like Randy kind of feels the same way as you. The date was just okay, and he's like, I don't know, that's why I'm not calling back.
Okay, yeah, and I get that. Like, we felt kind of the same way about it, but the thing is that I went to a psychic, and she told me that on February 24th, I would find my true love, and our date was on the 24th, so that means that it has to be him.
Oh, honey.
Oh. No, you know what? Hold on, I get it, though.
Do you go to the psychic often?
I mean, I've been, like, a couple times, but this one, like, has been right about everything that she said so far, so, I mean, I have to think that this is meant to be.
Has she really been right, or has she been right in the sense that you are looking for the reasons that she gives you.
Don't be a non-believer.
I'm a non-believer.
Don't be a non-believer.
No, she's definitely an intuitive, and she's said things that she couldn't possibly know because she didn't know me before I went to see her.
Randy, you're listening here. Elisa's saying that her psychic said that she was going to find her true love on the 24th of February. That was your guy's date. Does that change your frame of mind now? And you're like, okay, maybe I do need to go on this second date for true love.
Well, that's not my psychic, so no.
But good news, buddy. You're the guy.
At least, did you run into any other guys that day? Maybe it wasn't the date. Maybe it was someone at a Starbucks, or
maybe it's someone who's 24 years old. Who knows?
Right.
No, like it has to be him.
Wow, you're adamant.
It was on the 24th. He's the only guy that I interacted with, like in a meaningful sense on that day. So like it has to be him.
Oh man,
I get it. She built her whole day around that, around the 24th.
That seems forceful to me. Like that's very odd. I'm not that. It's not up to you how I felt about the date.
Randy, let me ask you this: if we bought the next dinner, like, would you go out again, see if there was more chemistry the second time? Let's see if the psychic is. I'm curious to see if the psychic's right. So I personally feel like now I want this date to happen even more so.
I mean, if you guys are picking up the tab, yeah, I guess.
For real?
I mean, I'm not going to pay for a second date if I don't think it's going to be anything. But, you know, if you guys want to foot the bill, yeah, sure.
There's a man always want a free meal.
I'm not psychic, but I'm going to say he's a little cheap. So, so I was telling you, I did something over the weekend. It made me feel so stupid, but I told Jen, and she says she's done the exact same thing before. And I'm betting money now after talking to her that you've done it as well.
Well, because Jen and I are the same person.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we're sister wives.
So I'm sitting, we went as a family to this restaurant, and I'm sitting there. And I kind of look up, and there's this guy who is looking at me from his booth, and he keeps looking at my family.
Which is a little weird.
And I'm like, okay, maybe he recognizes me from the radio station. I don't know. We do social media. There's billboards. Maybe something like that.
Sure.
Kind of go back to eating and stuff, and I look up, and he's looking at us again. And now I'm getting self-conscious because the kids look. I love my kids, but sometimes they get a little crazy.
Yeah, they're monsters.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, is he looking at us because I'm not controlling my kids enough? Or that I just gave my son Liam a phone? Because you better not be judging me like that. I'll come over there.
Oh, no, you won't.
I would never go
How
over
dare
there.
You?
You know I don't like confrontation. But I'm like, why do you keep looking over? Are you checking out my wife? What's going on here?
Which could be another compliment, honestly.
And I was kind of like looking around. I'm like, what the heck? And then I realized there's a TV right over where we were. The guy was just trying to watch TV.
No, I've never done that. I'm so sorry.
Just me, huh?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like, oh, you had some food in your teeth, like really obvious food from across the room or something. No, he straight up was not paying attention to you.
He wasn't looking at us at
That's
all.
That's the funniest thing.
Asking you this morning to choose the news. Two stories only to pick from today. Myself, John, or Jackson's. And Jackson's story is,
I'm going to give you nightmares.
And mine is, you could star in Blue's Clues. Let's see. John, I've always dreamed of being Steve.
Steve was the best.
I love me some creepy stories. Give me those nightmares, Jackson.
You got it.
Blue's Clues all day, every day. I was going to say not Jackson until I heard John's story. My vote is for Jackson.
How dare you not Jackson? Why were you just... You know what? If you got some beef, let's sort it out in the text messages, buddy.
Saying Blue's Clues gives me nightmares anyway, so I might as well vote for Jackson. Blue Skidoo, we can too. Your teases are on point, but I have to vote for John. Sorry, Jackson. Hey, Leah, who are you going for?
I'm still going with you. I am obsessed with Blue Clues like you have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm 28. I'm a mom of four. But it has to be Steve. I can't stand Joe.
So if you were to do it, you'd want to be Steve?
Yeah.
I would, yes.
Joe's the worst.
Those are the best ones with Steve.
Old
if
school.
Blue's Clues comes on TV and it's Joe, I turn it off. My kids won't watch it.
I love it. I got your vote. Thanks, Leah.
Bye, guys.
Can we pick Jackson today? Brooke says, Jackson, because I've been having some bad dreams lately. Got to know what I'm doing wrong. Got to find that paw print. Going with John. Going with Jackson today, even though his story sounds completely like clickbait.
It's not, I promise. This is actually going to give you nightmares. I can't stop thinking about it. It's horrifying.
I could never pull off that polo and khakis like Steve. That's from Nicole and Lehigh.
Yeah. And then Joe rolls in with his V-neck sweaters like he owns the place. Get out of here. Get a collar, you hippie.
John has my Blues Clues. That is awesome. Nick is going for me. Man, it is back and forth. Like every single text just goes bing, boom, bing, boom. But the winner today is Mind by One.
Boo.
Yeah.
It's okay. If you want nightmares, listen to the podcast.
For many reasons. That's up at mix1051@utah.com. Nickelodeon is rebooting one of their most legendary kid shows, Blue's Clues. They're going to do some minor changes, but not many. In fact, Blue is going to become more three-dimensional. And they're saying that Blue will become even furrier and more huggable, if that's possible.
Creepy, no. The whole point of Blue's Clues is that everything was kind of just like two-dimensional. It was really cute. It had an aesthetic.
I think it's going to be more CG around.
See, that's what, yeah, they're going to Beauty and the Beast it. And I didn't like
that. Yes, yeah. Really?
That was fine.
Nickelodeon says, we understand the audience is passionate about protecting Blue's Clues. We're going to make sure we do it right.
If they were that concerned about protecting Blue's Clues, they wouldn't have let Joe on.
All right. So there's an open casting call for a new host that they're going to have on April 14th in Southern California. They're going to start filming this summer, but I have all the details on the casting call, and I'll post it up on our blog today at mix1051@utah.com.
Are you and I going to go audition
for
it?
Yeah, we're auditioning for it.
Great.
Here's the thing. Should I wear a hat? Because I got the cul-de-sac going on, but I feel like if I shave and I wear like a beanie, I'll look younger.
Listen, I don't think that that's a bad plan, per se. What I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to cover my arms and makeup from, like, the tips of my fingers down because I have tattoos. And they don't want you teaching the alphabet if you're covered in tattoos.
The original Blue's Clues ran from 96 to 2006 for 10 years. Now, Steve Burns hosted the show from 96 to 2002.
Yeah.
And Donovan took over as he stepped down. I guess there was a spinoff, which I never knew about, called Blue's Room.
Oh.
Which aired from 2004 to 2007. I don't know if that was Joe. I don't know. I have no clue about Blue's Room.
Blue's Room sounds like a speakeasy in Louisiana. You walk in, there's just a jazz band playing.
So if you want to do a road trip with Jackson and I to go to the open call for Blue's Clues, we'll give you all the details at mix1051utah.com. All right, this is the part of the podcast that was not on air. This is almost the podcast After Dark.
After Dark.
It's been a while since we did that. During the show, I was talking about Blue's Clues and Blue's Room, and I'm like, I don't know what Blue's Room is.
Yeah, we had never heard of that.
Turns out it was a Jim Henson-type show where Blue and his friends were Muppets.
Okay, I'm back on board. That sounds fun.
Blue could talk. And there was a dinosaur friend who was Jewish.
He had a Jewish dinosaur?
I guess, according to a text that I got about that. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to go back and watch it. It sounds really fun.
I can't wait to go to the open casting call.
Yeah.
We're going to drive down there and get cut, like, right when we walk through the door.
Well, yeah, they're going to be like, out of here, you.
Call the cops. Your story didn't make Choose the News, so let's hear the nightmare story.
Okay, so a woman in Ohio bought some Planters cashews, because, you know, Planters, they're everywhere.
Of course.
It's a big brand. She grabs a handful of nuts, she bites down on it, and she bites into something really hard. She's like, oh, what's that? She pulls it out. It's a tooth.
Oh.
It's a tooth.
No.
I'm not kidding. So she went to the hospital. She had it analyzed, and the doctors confirmed, yeah, that's a human tooth.
Oh.
And so they treated her for blood diseases, or they just tested her for everything, made sure nothing was wrong. As far as they could tell, nothing was. However, Kraft is testing the tooth. Kraft is the parent company over Planters.
Okay.
Which... what are they testing?
I don't understand. What's the point of that?
Yeah, I want to know what they're testing. Are they testing, like, their employees, or?
Yeah, so after they test the tooth, they go back and they make everyone submit
DNA sample?
A stool sample.
I mean, I'm sure they have, like, the batch number and everything on it, so they can find out who made it. Okay, you want to hear my theory behind it?
Yes.
Cashew farms, right? Where are they? I don't know. They're hidden. There's a cashew farmer out there who murdered somebody, buried them under the cashews so the cashews grew big and strong, and as the tiller was coming by, I just happened to pick up a tooth. And since it was cashew-sized, it just fell right through all the screenings and stuff.
Listen, I wanted to hate your idea.
Ah, man, you always want to hate my ideas, but my ideas are always great.
But it was a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a good theory.
I know. There's probably some cashew farm out there with just caches of bodies everywhere.
And maybe that's why they're doing the DNA test.
Yeah. Oh, what if it turns out?
That's why.
Maybe it's Amelia Earhart.
You heard it here first on this podcast. Thanks for listening. In fact, on tomorrow's podcast, we're going to have Bella Thorne and Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Possibly even the director of their new movie, Midnight Sun.
Yeah, Scott Speer, who is probably the coolest guy I've ever met in my life.
He was awesome, wasn't he?
He was such a nice guy. And he gave so much crap to Patrick Schwarzenegger all night. It was so funny.
Do you know that he directed a bunch of music videos for years? That's how he got his start.
Yeah.
So, like, he has hung out with all the big famous people.
He's just super cool,
too.
Like, he's cool in a... In a music video director kind of way.
Yeah.
Not like a movie director kind of way, because they're very different.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.